Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains with Nina and Friends.
Do you believe that you can have it all?
Oh, right. Oh, did you just get uncomfortable thinking about your answer? Okay, welcoming our roundtable again. We've got producer Angie.
Hey.
Krista.
Hi.
Familiar faces. And then let me welcome a very good friend of mine. Arabelle Rosales is with us today.
Hi.
There she
is. Excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. Arabelle is such a great person to have on this particular episode because what doesn't she do? Like, she's an entrepreneur. She's a mom. She's a philanthropist. You also have your own, it's not a podcast, it's a YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel. It's a non-for-profit. It's called Pivoting in Heels.
Right, and we'll definitely get to all of the things that she does. But when you hear me ask that question, Arabelle, do you believe that you can have it all? How do you answer it?
I say yes, but not at the same time.
Oh, I actually fired a therapist. Okay. I don't know if you can actually fire a therapist. I just stopped going to her because we were talking a lot about, you know, career stuff. And a big thing for me that's always been very hard is balancing relationships, personal relationships, romantic relationships while working. And that was always a problem. And she looked at me and she said, well, Nina, that's because you can't have it all. I looked at her like with sharp knives coming out of my eyeballs. And when I left the session that day, I knew I wasn't going back because I don't believe that. So, okay, you say yes, but not at the same time.
Right.
What does that mean?
So, I you know, as I've gone through my career and being a mom and everything else and relationships, because personal relationships are tough, you know, they require a lot of investments. I have big, incredible dreams, you know, and I still have them and I have a lot of plans for myself and everything else. But I've learned that I have to build on those. Mm-hmm. And so if you think you're having it all at the same time, that means you're not building. That means you're trying to take it on all at the same time. And the one thing that I've learned that I have to take care of the most, more than anything else, is myself. Mm. And so in order for me to do that, I have to take care of my energy, of my health, of myself. And so there are times that I'm doing all this stuff and it's going really well, but it's taking a toll, and it's taken a toll sometimes on my health, or, you know, I want to be mentally alert or at the best. So I have to pull away a little bit, mm-hmm. and say, this is not the right time for that. This is the right time for me to take care of myself. And that's why I say that not all at the same time, but you can have it all. You know, just not all at once.
See, self-love is definitely something that we talk about a lot here, mm-hmm. right? And I think it's really interesting that you hit on that immediately, because it's not selfish to take that time out for yourself. If you don't have the energy to build whatever it is, then you're useless to anybody and everything around you. Now, Krista, we were talking earlier too, because Angie and I are the ones that kind of started this conversation. We got into a baby argument over lunch because she said, say what you said.
I mean, for some people, I don't think you can have it all. And sometimes it's just unobtainable, and there's different factors that go into that. And sometimes it's not even your fault, but sometimes I don't think that you can have it all.
And then what does that mean to you?
I agree. I wholeheartedly, at this space and time in my life right now, agree with Angie, only because of my atmospheres that I'm in. For example, I work a full-time job and I am approaching my mid-30s, and I have this idealistic fantasy of being a mom and having a family and being able to be this super executive producer of a great morning show. And I'm doing that now without the family. And my ideology of having it all involves me having a husband and having a kid and having this nice house and paying it off and no debt. So maybe my expectations are just a little bit unrealistic.
So, you know, one of the things that I've been really open to in my life is that we have this vision for ourselves and we think that that is the best, right? That it has to be done this way. Mm-hmm. But I really think that you have to be open that you're going to get those things, and it may not look exactly what you think is the best, okay. but it will be the best for you.
Oh, that's deep.
And that's a whole different perspective, and it makes you much more open, and it makes much more easy mm-hmm. on yourself mm-hmm. because you're open to that. So I've gotten to do like a bunch of the stuff that I wanted to do. It doesn't look exactly the way I thought I was right. going to look like, but I've been open to it, and it's been much better because I couldn't even imagine it.
Girl.
Yeah, I was limiting myself
yes.
to only what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and that's so awesome because it allows you to be so much better than right. you sometimes can even imagine you can be and still have it all.
That's so cool. It's like there's a picture that's even exactly. brighter than the one that you envision to see. And this is a side note. We're not going to stay here very long. I'm just curious, Arabelle, what is your astrological sign?
Uh-oh.
I'm just curious.
I'm actually a Gemini. I don't know nice. What that means.
Okay, you're a Gemini. Yeah, just yeah. just for, because I agree with Arabelle, you can have it all.
Right.
Now yeah. we have our Aquarius over here that says no.
Yes.
And we have our Taurus that says no.
Pending.
Okay,
pending.
She's pending. And I'm a Leo and yeah. I say hell yes.
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 Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to
can
clear
I
that
ask
up.
You a question really quick.
Sure.
How do you feel about women who have this perspective of feeling like they can't have it all strictly because of, like, let's say a title or a job role that they're in? For example, there's a lot of women who are fearful to start a family or fearful to fully put themselves out there to meet someone and date them because they're afraid of their, like, leadership position that they hold. Maybe they won't get taken seriously if they leave for maternity leave or something like that. But how do you feel, or give us some advice for women who are, like, super career women who feel mostly entangled with their careers, who also want to dabble into maybe not starting a family, but, like, just not committing their lives fully to their jobs and being able to kind of advance their lives outside.
Yeah, I mean,
careers.
I think the first big thing we need to do as women is not judge each other, right?
Facts.
You know, that's like one, because we all have our different path and we have the best way that we know in order to do that path and be successful. Okay. And so that's number one. That may be so different for you as
right.
it is for me. So that's number one. But also to be supportive of each other as we're going through that path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I tend to do things a little bit differently. I tend to take on a lot, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very careful to try. I wasn't when I was younger, mm-hmm. but I'm very careful to try to not take on too many things that I'm not going to be able to handle.
Gotcha.
And so people can handle things at different levels and in different areas, right? And so you got to figure out what you can handle. If I can give you a quick example. So
yeah.
I was married, had applied to law school, really wanted to go to law school and get my law degree. And then my marriage started getting really shaky. I had a young daughter, very young,
Who was beautiful and amazing, by the way.
Thank you. And I decided that I wasn't going to be able to, I got accepted to all these law schools and I told my mom, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm going through all this stuff. I like can't handle it. And then the next day, I started getting calls from several law schools offering me scholarships, literally right out of the blue.
Yeah.
So then one thing that I've learned is that when you think you can't, yeah. then you got to try another step. So I said, okay, let me look at this and assemble my team.
Mm-hmm.
And my team was my family
yeah.
and, you know, my close friends, and said, guys, if I do this, if I go for it, I knew at the time I really couldn't depend on my husband because mm-hmm. we were going through stuff. Will I have the support system, and set up that team, and then set up a plan, and decided to do that with a young child. And in the long run, it ended up all going really well, to the point where my kid grew up watching me study for law. Yeah. And when I got my degree, she screamed that she should be getting that degree.
You know, she was be out there. She was with you through all of
that. So again, you know, there will be things that then will align that will try to help you.
Okay.
And then you try to put that plan together. But ask yourself, can I do this? Do I have the team around me? Who can I ask for support and help to make that vision a reality and make that become a reality?
Okay.
So
I receive that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah. Support systems, I think, are always important because they'll always help you get past those roadblocks. But taking it even back a little bit, Arabelle, I want to talk about you specifically. So she just mentioned that she did go to law school. She's not a practicing lawyer, but you do own your own business. So let's go all the way back. Okay. So when you started looking at your life before, you know, where everybody's looking out the window and they're like, oh, my dreams, I see them over the rainbow. What did that dream look like for you?
Yeah, so here's the deal with me. You know, my life has not been a clear A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a very entrepreneurial community and with my parents and everything else. And I went into government actually for a short time because my vision, I really asked God, you know, is there an opportunity for me to help a lot of people? I wanted to find a way to help a lot of people. And I worked my way through college working for a governor. I'm not going to go into who that was.
Okay, she saw some things.
And worked my way through that. And once I got my degree, I was actually a very young director of the Liquor Control Commission for the state.
You were?
I thought, yeah, I
what?
Was.
What?
Yes.
Interesting.
interesting.
I did not know that. Yes.
And then from that, I was in government and I'm like, you know what? I want to go back to be an entrepreneur, and left government and decided to start my tech company. But I knew that I needed an advanced degree. I wanted to start a management consulting tech company. And I knew, and you have to ask yourself this question. So if you want a dream, what are the tools that you need in order to get that dream? What are the additional things? Because the higher you go, the more you're going to need. And so I've always been the type that, okay, what is that? And how is that going to help me? I knew that by having an advanced degree and being a lawyer, it would help me negotiate a lot of my things so much easier when I had my company. So I did that. And then I've always, the whole fashion thing, you know, run White Latinx now.
Right. She does that too, by the way, which we'll also
get to. It's a fashion week here in Chicago. I've always loved fashion. And when I was young, I thought I was going to become a fashion designer. I actually took about a year at Ray Vogue School of Fashion because I wanted to be in fashion.
Like, can everybody just stop for a second? Do you hear her? She's all over the place from running a tech company.
I like it. And you're so humble and calm about it.
And she is.
That's what I like the most.
But again, the thing is, you can do it all.
Yeah,
but not at the same time. Right. You know what I mean? And so in everything, I think the one thing that I always remember is that everything that you do in life builds up into other things. So it's going to be there for you to pull out later. And so it's not a waste. Okay. Even bad relationships. We've all gone through relationships with men. If you learn from it and if you keep go back and make sure that relationship is good, always have good relationships in business, on a personal level, whatever, because you're going to have to go back at some point and you may need that relationship to help you move forward to the other things that you do. So everything in life, there's a purpose for it, is the way I see it. And it may not be useful or helpful to you at that time, and you may not be helpful at that time, but later on it will be.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hearing you, I mean, it is very inspiring because she does juggle quite a few things and she makes it look absolutely effortless, but that's just who she is because she thrives off of it and she does help a lot of people along the way. But in hearing you talk about all of the different times you were in school, law school, or your tech company, you need money for these things. Did you ever feel overwhelmed by any roadblocks that may, like, that may have stopped you and you just were able to get past it?
So I don't come from money. My family, they were both from Mexico. They met here, fell in love, stayed here, and they created businesses. And we always did well. I mean, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we were always happy with as little as we had. We always learned to be happy and with the family. And I think that's one of the big things that I've learned, that with as little as you got, you know, you've got to be happy and grateful for it. And for some reason, I've learned that that has allowed for more things to come in. So I never complain about not having enough or feeling like I don't, because I feel super rich and I know that I'm open to constantly gaining more. A big part of that is sort of giving back. So yes, have there been some tough times, you know, learning how to pay? That's why I work my way through school. Yeah. I work. I learned about money. The one big thing I tell women is don't be afraid about money. Learn as much as you can about money and feel really comfortable talking about it, understanding how you invest it, how you make it grow. Don't be afraid of it. Like, face it.
We're definitely afraid.
Yeah. Literally shaking. It's an intimidating thing.
Yes.
Because I read a good quote a couple weeks ago that talked about how if we can't live within our means of how much we're making right now, then it doesn't make sense for us to ask or receive more money. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the more you get, the more you're going to spend. And it just makes me nervous because I'm intimidated by investments and stocks and bonds. And
I just don't know how.
Nature.
And yeah. I know that, you know, at this point in my life, I feel like I should know these things. I know how to make money.
Yeah.
I know how to, you know, put
budgeting.
Money. I know how to pay off my credit cards.
Yeah.
Like, I have good, you know, credit.
Right.
But when it comes comes to like investments, I have a 401k, but that's because, you know, thankfully our company like matches and stuff. So I knew that I had to do that. And my father helps me out quite a bit, but I've recently started to take the initiative to research different like online courses. And I know there's books, like I think just reading a book, mm-hmm. I think you can start too. And this is me saying as Arabelle's like, oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah. No, I love it. No.
There's apps out there too, like the Acorn app. What do you think about like small like investments like that?
Yeah, no, I think those are really, really good. Okay. You know, and I have some friends that frankly are some of the best women that deal with money here in Chicago, and they're very close friends of mine.
Oh, then we'll just have to bring one of them to come in here and talk about this too.
One of the things actually that what I want to do with the Pivoting in Heels is I'm going to have an event in April, and I'm going to invite some of them so they can talk about money, because we were talking just the other day, and they're putting in, one has an investment company already that supports women businesses, and the other one we're putting together is Latinas, you know, supporting other. And we were talking about that I said women are afraid of money. Like, we've got to make it comfortable for us to talk about money. So yes, I've been in those situations where, you know, I don't have enough, but I've learned enough about money where I know how to grow it.
Yeah.
And I know how to make it work for me, because money should be working for you. But the big thing again is always be grateful for where you're at. And sorry, but I do think that, you know, you can, don't be afraid that you'd have to stay here and you have to just work here. Yeah. You have to figure out how you make money so it's constantly coming in one way or another. Okay. And you have the ability to grow, and then, you know, really put that money to work so that it can help you grow with the dreams that you have.
And I think I think that's part of it too. And we didn't necessarily go around the room and say, this is what, you know, having it all means to me. But as we talk about even the money, I think for me, part of what having it all means that I am financially stable by myself. Amen. And it doesn't mean that I don't want to share my life with somebody, because I do. I want to be married. I want to be a mother, but I also want to know that if anything, God forbid, happens, I can take care of myself. And that's one of those things that, you know, I mean, that was my choice, but my dad has like recently been like, Nina, you can do this, like pushing me even further. I'm very thankful for my Iranian father, because, you know, he influences me in that way.
Yep.
But I think that that's part of it, right? It's being able to be happy is stability. Having it all. Yes. Being surrounded by love is having it all. Living out your dreams in whatever job, or traveling even is part of Arabelle's dreams that she's managed to work into her system. And part of it's work you're traveling for, but it's really because you love it. And that's another thing, you know, you find out how to make money grow and work for you. Mm-hmm. And then you find out how to make your dreams work for you too, like the traveling.
Yeah. Being able to take care of yourself, having your own money, being able to do the things that you want to do and being comfortable in that, I think is really sexy.
Me too.
And so I want a man that that feels that that's sexy, that that's what he wants. That's the kind of man, you know, that I want in my life. And if not, then that kind of man is not going to be in my life, because they've got to understand that that's important. And the travel, the work, you know, again, a lot of the travel that I do is around my work, because I'm an entrepreneur, so that kind of makes sense, right?
Two for one,
yes,
baby.
Exactly. you know, I love knowing the world. I think that's really important. It's something that I passed on to my daughter. She just came back, I told you, from 17 countries.
Oh my God, she's incredible.
She got out of school and decided that she was going to visit 17 countries.
Because she just graduated from college?
Yeah,
I was like, University of Michigan. Your daughter's got to be like five or
Thank
four
you so
or three.
Much.
I'm like, she did what? If, she's grown.
If we didn't paint a picture yet, we will also post a picture and give you links to Arabelle.
But look good.
She's sitting in front of us and she's just perfectly put together, per always. And on top of everything else, Arabelle always shows up perfectly put together. And that's probably part of that self-care presentation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people say the tech side, what the heck does the tech side have to do with the fashion side?
I don't even understand your tech side, no offense.
So for me,
I love it though.
We work on huge projects here in the city. We just hired... I'm a rocket scientist.
You got any single rocket scientists over there in your business that you're holding?
I'll have to look.
She's hiding them from us.
We'll have to do an office party. No, just kidding.
Yeah, please.
But the thing is, like, how does that connect? And for me, the key thing that connects everything that I do is management.
And as you sit here and you listen to all of us speaking, because a lot of the times Ange absorbs it, right? She's still navigating through her career and finding herself to be financially stable in the way that she wants. Mm-hmm. Do you hear Arabelle speak and have any questions?
Sometimes I feel stuck. I think. Sometimes I wonder if like what I really want is for me, because if you just go through all these like roadblocks, and it can even be like the smallest thing, but I'm like, if it's one thing after the other, like, should I really keep going for that? Should I keep trying to pursue something that just might not be for me? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you want it, but if you really want it really bad, you should. But you should be open that there might be a turn.
Okay.
You know, that may not be what you can even see, and be open to that might guide you in a different way. So don't be so stubborn, you know, that you're dead in the water and that you don't want anything else, because it might be a turn. And I've had that. The other thing, you know, failures, we all go through failures, you know, and the more, the bigger the successes, the more failures that an Facts. Individual has had. I can tell you some huge ones, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, whoa. Yeah. How did I even survive that one, right?
Who needs a safety net when the floor is a trampoline? Exactly. Oh, did I fall down? I'm pretty sure you're going to see my bounce back real quick, right? I mean, what other choice do you have at that point? You have to kind of start to block out the negativity and start looking at all of the signs.
And you're able to see things that were there all the time, but you've refocused. You'll find that those things kind of jump at you.
I feel like we see like a lot of memes on Instagram. You're blocking your blessings, sis. Yep. You're blocking your blessings. A lot of time that happens like with relationships. You're so hung up on the wrong person. Like,
yes.
You're blocking your blessing. That guy's in front of you. Yeah. I mean, so it's the same idea though with anything else. As long as you're keeping yourself open, there are signs. You're going to find signs everywhere you go. This is a lot of the things that I say to the high school students that Gabe and I speak to, because they're like, how do you know what you're good at? Or how do you know what you're supposed to do? You just look at the signs. They're everywhere. What just brought you joy? What made you excited? Yeah. What just gave you an idea? What inspired you?
You need to take action behind it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to have, emotion and action behind it. Otherwise, nothing's going to work in your life. Yep. Yeah. You've got to go out and not only plant your seeds,
water
them. You
got to
water it. You make them grow, you know, give them the things that they need to grow. Because if you don't, then you're just not going to get it. It's that simple. It's like a seed.
I'm really glad, Arabelle, that you were able to come in and talk to us, because I just knew you were one of those women that never took no for an answer and that always found a way. And you are a mom. And I think for me, that's one of my biggest dreams now is I want to be a mom. I want to be a good example for beautiful children and continue to touch people as much as I can through the microphone and however else I can. Don't you feel the same way, Arabelle?
I want whatever I do to have a ripple effect. I know me by myself can only go so far, but if I'm involved with organizations or great individuals or group of people, then it can have a ripple effect, and we can have affect a lot of people at one time in a real positive way.
And I love that. And that's kind of why we do this, because a lot of the times we all give each other advice. Mm-hmm. We don't always have the best answers. Sometimes our point of views might not match you guys over there that are listening right now. But we try to do our best to bring different perspectives to the table and try to bring people in that have the experience, like Arabelle, like our love experts, like all the people that have been on here. And we do welcome your guys' feedback. Shout out to our therapist that we're going to bring in here, Melissa. She hit me up on Instagram and she's like, oh my God, I love listening and I have all of these ideas. And it's exactly what you're saying. We look for answers. We look for help. We turn to each other. And these types of situations and platforms, places are somewhere to start, I guess. As I'm like very trying humbly to say, come here, we'll try to help
And I
you.
Really want to thank you, because I don't know if you, I hope you do know that the power that you have as women in media, it's incredible. Like, you doing this and talking about it and putting the issues out there, that's so important. It's important for other people to hear that, because a lot of times women feel that our voice isn't heard.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times we're scared. Like, we don't know where to go. We don't know how to talk about it. So the power that you have, that, and you're using it in the right way, I just want to thank you.
Oh,
I really
no.
do. Like, thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Hey, girl. No, so thank you. I'm excited. America. Listen, we are just trying to live our best lives, right. And we're trying to live our best lives together.
Amen. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.